morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Is it nice and toasty there?
Yes, it is.
Unreal.
good grief.
I know. And then it's in the 60s on Friday.
Yes, it's crazy.
Oh, well, thank goodness for air conditioning. So far, when we walked last night, this is probably it for a couple of days again.
Good morning.
I knew it was you, Steve. Your sound preceded you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It went away now when you said hello for some reason, but I...
Marion
has arrived.
I put you on mute.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. I heard Mary Lou and somebody else came on.
Morning, Nancy.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. Anyone else want to say hello? Okay.
Quiet this morning.
Well, that's how it goes. I think the heat will get to all of us.
Thank you. Oh, it's been so bad this year.
We can't complain. We had no 90-degree days in August.
You didn't? Oh, my goodness. How great. We're cooling down a little bit at night for the first time.
I think it went down to, like, 75 last night here. It's already 82 or 84, going up to 90 today and tomorrow, and then 60s on Friday, so...
Keeps us going and interesting, doesn't it? Never knowing what's going to happen.
Apparently, it's not that unusual for us to get a 90 day in September. They said we had one last year, but who can remember?
Oh, shoot.
Anyone have any questions or concerns?
I don't think that there's any way possibly I could make it, but sometime I need to visit with you about
Linda Morris.
Has arrived.
You got locked out, Mary Lou. Is it about what?
About the place that you go, that you went to a few years back. I don't know the name. They never returned the call. Maine. That's where it is. Somewhere in Maine, right? Okay.
In Brunswick, Maine.
Brunswick, okay. I didn't have it down for sure, and I thought, well, I've got to do it. I guess they'll return them or give me some information in a few days. I just don't think I could make it by September the 12th. It's too close for me.
September 12th.
The 15th, yeah, but to know to get there for the 15th.
Sunday, yeah. it's a wonderful program. It's each night for...
But they only do one in the fall and one in the spring, is that what it is?
Has arrived.
I think it's 4 years since Marty and I went, so I don't have any... They don't send me anything in between to tell me that they don't do that.
All right.
So, you know, you have to do it on your own to get information from them.
Has arrived.
I don't
know. Left my phone number and told them my email address, but I haven't gotten anything back, and that was last week.
Who did you contact there, do you know?
I just call that number, whatever.
Yeah, because I don't even have a number or anything.
I don't have a name of a person on the top of my head or something, but I just...
It's a Janice. It's a Janice somebody or other. You mean at Parkview?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it was on the bottom of the... I'm going to lose my phone here. It was on the bottom of the thing that starts the different name.
I'm not sitting in front of my computer, so I didn't have it on the top of my head.
Okay. Was the name, well, you know, you can just, I just call repeatedly. They're a small hospital and they cover a lot of, you know, a lot
of people.
Of things. Yeah.
Well, I didn't push it because I knew I couldn't get there by the 15th.
Oh, well, you could ask them when the next one, they might have another one either October or November.
Okay, good.
They've been running two in the fall and I think sometimes two in the spring. So, just,
has arrived.
We're filling them up very quickly.
I'll get the dates and recall her today.
Yeah, and it may be because they're already full, too.
Could be.
Why they're not calling back. Because I'm sure they are. They had been, you know, the last several classes they filled up, and the classes kept getting bigger and bigger, and then they had to get into a big, build a facility to be able to have a room to put a trailer on for a classroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, because we were doing it in the, one year we were doing it in the hallway. Literally.
Thanks for the update, Sharon.
Not a problem.
Anybody else want to say hello? I heard a bunch of people come in.
Good morning. This is Onita.
Morning. How hot are you out there?
Hot. We were at the fair yesterday, and it was unbearable unless you were in one of the air-conditioned buildings. We went into one that wasn't air-conditioned, and Harlan says, I'm not staying in here very long.
Yeah.
We never had air-conditioned buildings.
I don't know. Your heat with where she is, I'm sorry.
I know, yeah, I know.
Fortunately. Yeah.
I was 92 today.
That's a lot for you. We're supposed to get there also, which is unusual, but, and then, as I said earlier, Wednesday, Friday, we're supposed to be in the 60s.
Oh, gee.
Oh, yeah, go figure. Anyway, anybody else want to say hello?
Hi, this is Jeannie. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I was going to say, we're having nice weather here.
Really, and I saw that there's a lot of flooding going on in Arizona.
Yeah, we had they said, you know, when your phone goes off with an alarm, and it said, you know, flash flood warning between, I was getting my hair done yesterday morning, and so it was, by the time I left, but it was a straight down rain, very unusual for here. It was very pleasant for me. Mm-hmm. Some places did, the low areas did get flooded, but I didn't have to deal with any of those. They're more in the outlying areas around, further north and around the edges. So.
Anyone else want to say hi?
Hi, Nancy. This is Jean. Oh.
Hi, how are you? I have a question. I actually bought two tubes of toothpaste the other day at the health food store, and then I started reading after I got home, of course. Anybody have one that they like a lot, the clean one?
Jason with tea tree.
What's spell the name? J-A-S-O-N?
J-A-S-O-N. Jason with tea tree, and it's pretty clean.
Okay.
That there might be something else that's even cleaner, but
I forgot the tea tree. I bought a Tom's that has myrrh in it, M-Y-R-R-H. I remember hearing about that on, I think, Oz a long time ago, that it's good for you.
I don't think theirs was real clean. We can pick that up at a lot of different discount places around here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I didn't think it was real clean when I looked at it, but maybe it was just the particular one I looked at, too.
I brought two home. The one that with the myrrh and propolis, I don't know what that is anti-plaque, and it's fluoride-free, and it says natural on it with that, whatever that means, you know that. They don't really have a list. It says propolis and myrrh are herbal resins we found promote natural clean, healthy mouth feeling. They fight plaque with regular brushing, and they've added xylitol for great taste to all of them. It doesn't, ingredients, calcium carbonate, water, glycerin, xylitol, natural flavor, carrageenan, so, and they have a sodium lauryl sulfate in it.
Yeah.
And that's what got my dander up. And then they have a cavity protective one, and I didn't realize that when I bought it, it has fluoride in it. And again, so this one has sodium monofluorophosphate, which I think is the fluoride, which is 0.16%. This must be the one that doesn't list the ingredients. And it doesn't, which is interesting that they don't really have to.
May have been on a box. They can put them on a box, too.
Oh, the big box? So
does
I think
anybody
I'm
understand?
I'm glad you mentioned Jason, so I will look for that. They had a bunch of different kinds. Go ahead.
I just was wondering, does anybody know? My dentist just keeps on saying that I need the fluoride, and I had went with, you know, without it, and our water takes it out and so forth, so I don't know. I keep wondering why they're pushing fluoride.
Are you talking about the dentist?
Yes.
They don't know any better.
Because they're brainwashed. Okay.
Yeah. The Jason from, not Azura, from, Vitacost. It's quite a bit less.
Okay.
And so when you want to, you know, do something else, and for, I think it's a $25 or $35 order, you get free shipping, so.
Okay. And so they just have Jason's that has a tea tree, and that's the only one that they have?
No, I think they got three or four of them. I know they do, because I've ordered that, and then there's a Desert Essence that Vance really likes that he gets that has, I think it has, one of theirs has tea tree in it, too. And okay. I haven't compared the ingredients on the other one, but you can see the ingredients listed, you know, right on the website.
Okay, thanks.
For that. And let's see, there was something else. Oh, the Beauty Balm that, Odd had talked about. I love that. Oh my gosh.
What is that?
I've even slept in it. Well, it's that product. I still use all of our True Elements, but it's a 5-in-1 product. It's a moisturizer. It's an exfoliator. It's a moisturizer. It's a foundation. It's only three. Anyway, there's five different products that it replaces. And you can put on a concealer, if you've got any blemishes or uneven color, there's one other factor on it, I can't remember, but anyway, I like it a lot, and it comes in different colors, so I mixed the dark. The one I got was made by, there's a whole bunch of different brands of them. And I got that at Vitacost also. And it was inexpensive, way inexpensive compared to.
It's under Beauty Balm.
Yeah, Beauty Balm. And I want to say it's not L'Oreal. I can run up and look at it because you needed to pick one. He did a whole pretty good sized segment on it. You need to pick one that is for the type of skin you've got. Like some of them are more for oily skin, some are more for coverage, you know, like a person that's got, maybe acne or something like that. It showed him before and after on TV, on his program. So I don't know, maybe you haven't gotten to watching that one yet, because it's been a while back. But it was
familiar to me, but I would have a hard time finding it unless you can tell me what month it might have even been in. I vaguely remember something about that. You broke up, Sharon. You're gone.
Just a second. Garnier.
Garnier. The brand that you got for the Beauty Balm?
You're right. Yeah, and it says Skin Renew on it, and then it comes in white to medium and medium to dark.
Mm.
And I ended up with a tube of each. The first time I ordered the medium to dark because I thought that white would be probably too light for the summer. But I find that I just blend the two on the tip of my finger.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah, and it's heavier, because then that way you can go towards the summer or towards the other, and this is going to last a while, trust me. But, you know, for the first time in my life, two nights I slept without washing my face. I've never done that.
Wow.
One, I was tired, but the other time I looked, and I thought, I feel like I don't even have any makeup on.
Uh-huh.
But your skin still looks covered, and it doesn't rub up on anything either. At least it didn't for me.
I remember hearing, and it's not that long ago, that you really should only be washing your face once a day with any kind of cleanser. And there's no reason for you to, in the morning, since most of us wash our face at night, there's no reason in the morning to wash it with anything but just water.
I know a gal that only washed her face in water, and she had a very clear skin complexion her whole life. She never, she says, I can't stand to use soap on it at all, or clean cleansers. So, I don't know, you know, everybody does different things, I guess.
And don't use hot water always.
Yeah.
Thanks for the information about the toothpaste and the beauty balm.
There's another toothpaste that I'd heard about on Oz as well that they talked about, and I wanted to look up and haven't yet, but I know they have it at Vitacost, and it's a neem. It's N-E-E-M.
Yeah, I've had that one too. And it's good.
Again,
yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah, I've had it and it's good.
Can you spell it again, please?
N as in Nancy. E. E. M.
M as in Mary?
Yep.
And does that come with tea tree or no?
I haven't looked it up. No.
Neem is an ingredient also.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure that's the name of an ingredient, not just a brand. But and he may have been referring to have neem in it, or whether the name is just neem. It may not be the brand name, but it may be what's the main ingredient that they're publicizing in it.
Oh.
If I remember right. Because it's good for a lot of different things, neem is.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm remembering it right, Nancy. Don't hold me to it.
I don't remember this one.
I think it's supposed to help make your teeth stronger.
Stronger.
What was the woman was talking about that was there.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to bring up?
Jeannie may know about the neem. Do you not remember that one, Jeannie?
I have used a toothpaste with neem in it too, and I was trying to find something here on, all my computers are turned off. I was going to look online. But, it's in something else that I think it was in my dog's toothpaste as well, which I haven't brushed her teeth in a long time, but, I've been using a spray for her, but, It's a natural. You can Google it. Look it up. N-E-E-M. It's pretty interesting.
Okay.
I can't speak intelligently about it without something in front of me to read.
It's been a while since. Oh, neem oil.
Neem oil. Yeah.
Neem oil. Let's see.
Maybe it's comparable, sort of, almost to the tea tree.
I think it's along the same lines as that, but it's a different product.
Uh-huh. Vegetable oil. It's a vegetable oil.
Is it?
I pulled one up on Vitacost that's a desert essence, natural tea tree oil, and neem toothpaste. And it says $3.86.
For how many ounces?
Go. It's 6.25 ounces. The retail price on it is $6.99.
Oh, so it's on sale even.
Cool, seeds of an evergreen, it says. Neem is a seed pressed from fruits and seeds of the neem, an evergreen, which is,
it's
Indian. Yeah, Indian subcontinent. Introduced to many other areas in the tropics. That's why we don't hear about it here.
Tropical. We're going to be pretty tropical today.
and they farm it organically.
Right.
I went on.
I know I'm breaking up.
Go ahead, Jeannie.
I went online. My last trip to the dentist, I have 3 dental implants in a row. And he told me that the middle one is failing. And I said, so he wanted me to take a capful of bleach and swish it in my mouth once a day.
Are you kidding?
And I cannot do that. And I said, so how long do I need to do this? He goes, probably the rest of your life. And I said, oh, I don't think so.
What's the reason?
So, well, there, he said there's some stubborn bacteria probably up in there. I have some pretty receded gum lines in that area.
Okay.
And then he said the tooth that I had put on in Mexico on top of the thing didn't okay. really cover well enough or something. So anyway, so I looked online and I found Ora, O-R-A, M-D, like a medical doctor. And it is a, it's a blend, it's almond oil, peppermint oil, and a third oil. And it, and, they say that it kills all the stuff that you use it like a toothpaste, a mouthwash, and a breath freshener all in one. And it's a little bottle, looks like a bottle of oils. So I ordered a 3-pack. You know, you buy two, get one free. And that'll last me, you know, for quite some time until my next appointment. And then I'm going to, see the result. But you you brush with it and you swish with it. And you can take your finger and rub it around your gum line, you know, throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been using that for the last month.
Are you taking it like that?
Yes.
What
about Say
that again. I would increase the lacto one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to increase that because, or,
and do we what
carry
it?
I do.
I would increase that even.
Yeah, I wonder if I swish. What if I put the lactoferrin right on that tooth? That might be a good idea, too.
And then the rest of it under your tongue.
And the rest under my tongue. Yeah. I think I'll do that.
You know, I remember Senator Stevens using a joint capsule, breaking it and putting it on a tooth that was bad and got really incredible results. But I also know that Melaleuca's whole company is based on tea tree.
Yeah.
And have a strong, pure product. I think it's supposed to come from, is this the one supposed to come from Australia? Anyway, it's very antibacterial, the tea tree also. You know, I'd probably be doing it along with it just because of what
I could probably keep this, you know, maybe a couple of years before it actually, you know, whatever. So I thought, oh, cool. Well, I can, and I see him every 4 months. So it's not like it's, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't, you know, any of that. So anyway,
I wonder if,
you from Australia and that you could dab on.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the oil pulling with the coconut oil, that they claim is so good for bacteria in your mouth.
That's the one we swished and spit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a coconut oil or sesame seed oil.
No, it's coconut.
Oh, it was coconut. Okay.
I can't imagine putting oil in my mouth like that. I can't stand the taste of fat in my mouth.
No, but it's just like it's like your tea tree oil in a little drop, and you put 2 drops on your toothpaste. It what you taste is peppermint. It's beautiful. I love peppermint.
But I'm saying to swish the coconut oil.
Oh, to swish that, yeah.
Remember when Way had that thing?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Jeannie, are you...
Go ahead.
Huh? Are you saying Oran, M-D, O-R-A-N, M-D, that has the almond oil, or did you just mix it up and the peppermint oil?
No, it's all blended already. It's O-R-A...
Ora,
Ora, O-R-A, and then MD.com. I just pulled it up. I finally got my computer here. But it's a liquid, anyway.
No, I had a tooth done in December, and they did put on a porcelain cap. My gum has been real irritated there, you know, and it's receding up further than the other gums on my front. And I thought, well, that's kind of probably what I need to do then.
Because it's bleeding real often with the toothbrush and the different things, so something's not right.
You're using a soft toothbrush, Mary Lou?
Do what?
Using a soft toothbrush.
Frost, is that what you're saying?
S-O-F-T.
Soft as opposed to hard.
Soft. Okay, yeah, soft, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Another thing I found, too, is that when you brush, don't go back and forth, but go round and round on your teeth and point your bristles at a 45-degree angle to your gum line, and you just want to tickle your gum line. I think a lot of people, I know I have scrubbed my teeth, and that has kind of, I have a tendency to be hard on my teeth, so I'm really working on doing very gentle brushing. If you brush on a regular basis and floss, you don't need to scrub your teeth.
No, you shouldn't.
And so,
where's that new enamel?
Yeah.
And don't brush your teeth immediately. You should wait at least a half hour, I think, after eating something citrus. You know,
has left the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, in front of me, I was going to read today some tips from the doc from a while ago. When brushing your teeth, this is number 10, use a dry brush first. Dry brushing can cut tartar by 60% and reduces bleeding of the gums by half, but be sure to use a soft bristle brush. Use a wet brush and toothpaste afterwards to freshen your breath. And it's interesting. I as soon as I heard this, I said, okay, I'll do this. I mean, how long does your brush stay dry? It doesn't. You've got saliva in your mouth, but I do start out with a soft brush, with a dry brush now. And yeah, you're right, with these little circles on the gum line, and I do four each, and then move the toothbrush. And I do it with no toothpaste on because I feel like I have more control, and then go back and just put some toothpaste on, over the whole mouth and leave it on for, you know, a couple minutes, and then I'm finished. But yeah.
Great. In this, on AuraMD.com, there's an article here called Six Hidden Dangers in Toothpaste.
Mm.
He has some really, if you want to go there and look, there's some really good information that he has about toothpastes and stuff.
What's the title again, Jenny?
And I don't mean to promote that product so far. I really like it, but AuraMD.com.
What's the name of the article?
Six Hidden Dangers in Toothpaste. Let me see. I might be able to forward this.
Okay.
That's a special report. Find out what others don't want you to know.
Oh, yeah.
looks like it's how many pages? 14 pages. I can get the PDF.
Okay, good, thanks.
Well, it's AuraMD.com, and then the number 6, Hidden Dangers in Toothpaste.
Okay.
.pdf. But, you know, let me copy this and put it in an article.
Okay, thanks.
That'd be easier if I do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have anything about teeth or toothpaste? Gums or anything else before we move on?
Teeth article.
Yeah. Since I started with these free health tips from the docs, I'll just continue with the other 9. Skip the commercials while watching TV. Get up and jog and play dance or do jumping jacks during commercial breaks to burn an extra 270 calories a day. I guess it depends on how much TV you watch. And it's so weird with me because following my knee replacement, I mean, this could be something I would think of doing. I can't jog. I can't do jumping jacks. I guess I could dance. Anyway, so many of these things that they show doing, you know, the burst of exercise, I can no longer do. Not that I was doing them before, I wasn't. Get that second cup of coffee, the caffeine content in 2 cups of Joe can increase your heart rate by 16 beats a minute, which isn't good for cardiovascular health. That sounds like a lot of extra beats. 16 a minute, huh? Go outside. Spending 30 minutes a day in the sun can help reduce your risk of certain cancers and cardiovascular disease, but remember to wear sunscreen. Do 20 crunches a day. building up the lower ab muscles can prevent 75% of lower back injuries. Remind me when I finish these to tell you something about neck pain. Gargle with antiseptic mouthwash before and after a trip, taking a trip to reduce your risk of catching a cold. That's a great idea. We don't think of doing that when we get home from taking a trip. Don't forget to laugh. Studies show laughter relieves stress and increases immune function. Get steamed. Enjoy a free sauna in your shower by turning up the heat to a comfortable temperature and enjoying the steam it produces. Steam is known to relieve joint and muscle tension and help your immune system. Stretch it out. Stretching the muscles improves circulation, increases flexibility, and reduces your chances of getting injured. Go to bed early. Studies show people who are sleep deprived can gain an average of 3 pounds in just 11 days. Most people require 7 hours of sleep for a good night's sleep. 3 pounds in 11 days because you're sleep deprived. And that's not because you're going to be eating more. It's because your body is creating more cortisol when you're sleep deprived. There was something on TV this morning about how many people wake up with or have a sore neck sometime during the day, very often waking up with it. And the yoga teacher and health whatever said it's probably for a lot of them because of the way they get up in the, from bed. Do you normally, from lying down, do you normally just sit up to an upright position? If you're doing that, you're putting a lot of stress on neck pain. And so her idea of getting up was to lay on one side with your arm under your head as the pillow. Use your other hand on the bed in front of you and using that other hand that's, you know, with the hand flat on the bed, pushing yourself up that way, you're using your abs to get up instead of your neck. And it releases your neck. So if you have neck problems, this is something to consider.
I've been doing that lately.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's a good way to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just kind of sometimes will just roll over off and put
my feet.
Yeah. Oh, this way makes sense. It does relieve the stress on your neck. Anybody?
That'll probably be good. Nick, I'll try it, Nancy. Thank you.
Okay. It did sound like a good idea. Anyone have any final questions, thoughts, concerns? Well, this was a quick
call.
Hour.
Thank you, yeah.
I appreciate everybody's input.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Everybody was giving me the information this time. Have a great day. Stay cool if you're hot. It'll get cooler soon. And we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Bye. To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.